time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm all right, I think, this morning. It's not too terribly bad out.
No.
It's kind of, 29 degrees outside. But, you know, when I walked outside a little bit ago, went around the corner expecting a blast of wind to hit me, it wasn't terrible. But it kind of almost started to, I hate to jinx it, it kind of almost started to feel like those, the kind of cold you get in the spring when you know it's going to warm up during the day. That make any sense? That's the sense that I had when I went around the corner.
Yeah.
Hope that's a good omen.
Yeah. Probably 46, can't argue with that. Warmer tomorrow.
I understand spring's a few months away when you look at the calendar, but I'd be okay with that kind of weather here right around the corner. That would be just fine. The more days we can tick off the calendar without, you know, blistering cold and wind and, dare I say it, snow. Again, I don't want to jinx it. The better. That's just that much closer to spring we get. So keep it coming. Brett's in with us this morning. Through the holidays just fine, huh?
I survived, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was nice to get a little time away once. It's been a while, so it was time.
I know. Well, it's nice to see some family and stuff again, too, for a while.
Yeah, and it was good for my wife to go see her family. So.
Good. Yep. Well, good. Glad you had a good time. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. The remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we're pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer for you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or 1013 7th Street in Harlan.
By the way, Hannah's in hot water.
She's in hot water.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, she didn't
show
up the other day.
Oh, well, she was supposed to be covering for me.
I thought she was your permanent fill-in.
She did a pretty good job. For doing it one time, you know, that's... She did just as smooth as I do, and I've been doing this for a year now.
She doesn't have a driver's license yet.
No.
A couple of years away from that?
Yeah, I hope so.
More than a couple?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll excuse her then. It's a long walk from here to the house. So, but we expect to see her in again sometime.
We'll see if we can do that.
I'm sure she will.
Yep, and Grandma loved hearing it on the podcast.
Well, good. Good. Well, we're glad you're getting some use out of that. Hey, I wanted to use... this morning's time slot to tell you a little bit about something that we're kind of excited about. We hope it works out well for everybody else. In the coming days, actually starting on Friday, you're going to see a little bit of activity around out here at the old radio ranch because there are going to be some guys out there climbing up and down our tower. Now, not me. That's a 400-foot tower, and I'm not too fond of a four-rung ladder. So I wouldn't be too thrilled about doing that. We have professionals to do all those kinds of things. But we have a company coming in on Friday, and they'll be spending Friday, maybe part of Saturday too, up and down our tower, hoisting up equipment and all kinds of fun things. We have recently here at KJAN purchased an FM translator. Very soon, some of our listening audience will be able to listen to the KJAN, a lot of their favorite programs, not just at AM 1220, but also on the FM band as well. As we'll be adding that service here very soon. And when I say very soon, I mean like real soon. Hopefully, maybe by this time next week even, we'll have that up and running. We'll sure tell you a little bit more about that when we get everything hoisted and tested and everything. But we're pretty excited about all that. And I know we're going to get some questions anyway once we started this. This has been in the works actually for quite a while, a few years ago. The Federal Communications Commission passed a rulemaking that allows AM stations to be able to rebroadcast their AM signal on an FM translator. Now, there are some interference issues out there, and I know I've gotten some calls from some different folks, things that we really can't control. Cellular phone towers, all of these windmills that keep going up, they cause interference to AM radio signals. That's among some other things, too. There's a lot of RF floating around in the air. In fact, you'd be pretty scared if you actually were able to see all the RF floating around in the air. But a lot of those different things all have an effect on an AM radio signal. Of course, AM is the oldest of the bands. It's the original radio band, but It's changed so much over the years because of some of the components that are used in receivers, but also because a lot of the other things that are out there these days that do cause a lot of electric activity in the air, including some of the things that I outlined. So to better help out AM stations be able to cover their service areas, the Federal Communications Commission allowed for AM stations to buy FM translators. Now, we weren't allowed to go out and try to get a new one licensed. All we were able to do was go out and try to find one that exists and purchase it. And eventually we did. We worked it out with a group from up in Audubon who had an FM translator that really wasn't working out for them the way they wanted it to. And so to get out from under the expense, we were able to purchase that from them. We recently got approval to move it here to Atlantic, so it'll be taken care of here very soon. And now we're just in the process of actually getting things taken care of. All the equipment has been ordered and delivered, and we are ready to get it all mounted up on the tower. So on Friday, I just knew that we were going to have some people calling and asking questions and stopping out, saying, "Hey, what's going on? These guys are up there, up on the tower and stuff." People like that kind of stuff. People enjoy kind of watching that. I don't know why. I guess it's like watching rock climbing or something. I don't know. It is.
You wouldn't get me up there.
No. Zero chance. No, there's a reason that fence is out there around that tower. There's no way I would do that. And I tell these guys every time they come out, I think they're crazy. I think they're all nuts. But, you know, they say, "Hey, we hear that all the time." Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Somebody's got to do it.
There are some people that wonder how in the world we can sit here and talk on the radio for a living. They think we're crazy because that's scary. Well, you know, I guess you get used to anything. But if I fall off my chair, I'm not going to hurt myself real bad either. Those guys, on the other hand, you know, no, lots of safety precautions and things. But, no, they'll be hoisting up some FM antenna apparatus on Friday to get a lot of that stuff done. They'll be taking care of all the cabling and what have you. So, again, you'll probably see some activity and stuff out there on Friday and possibly into Saturday as well as the guys that do all that kind of work get that taken care of. But, again, that's just kind of a bellwether for you to know that there are going to be a few changes coming here. So hopefully very soon. Now, I don't know when exactly you'll be able to listen to that signal on the FM band, but it should be relatively quickly. Once they get all the equipment mounted, and as I said, it shouldn't take more than a day to 2 days to get that done, then it's just a matter of installing some of the audio equipment and the transmitter that will be put out into that building, and we'll be ready to go with an FM signal. We do have a few tests that we have to run and make sure everything is working well, and of course we want to scope things out a little bit too. Still not sure how much area it will cover. It will not cover our entire daytime listening area. That I know for sure. But we're not sure yet how much coverage area that we'll get out of it. It's a 250-watt translator. And again, just to eliminate any confusion, you will be able to listen to us on the FM dial. But that doesn't mean we have an FM station. It's a completely different situation. A translator is not a station. It's simply a frequency that you are allowed to retransmit your original signal on. So what you're going to hear is nothing different than what you hear on the AM. You're going to hear exactly what you hear on the AM band. It will just, for those folks who can receive that signal, eliminate some of the things that are the nature of the beast on the AM band. You know, some issues when you have electricity in the air, whether that be from lightning or from windmills, you know, whatever. Those kinds of things that tend to affect that signal. So hopefully, though, the point in doing that, it's not meant to expand our signal coverage area anywhere. What it's meant to do is to solidify that coverage area as best we can within the federal guidelines, of course. So there are rules and regs like everything else on that type of thing. So we hope very, very soon. We're pretty excited about that. I know maybe this time next week we'll be maybe running full bore with it. It's hard to tell. It shouldn't take very long, quite frankly. Once they get that stuff up, it really shouldn't take very long to get it up to speed. So we're hoping to have that done. And, of course, we'll be crowing about that once we get that taken care of, so you'll know a lot more about it. By the way, in case you want to write it down, so when the time comes, FM 101.1 is where you'll be able to find that. Right now, if you flip over here in the Atlantic area to FM 101.1, what you'll find is just stray signals. I mean, you get a lot of interference here and there because they're distant signals and stuff, but for those folks who will be within our coverage area on that particular frequency, that'll clean up nicely when that happens. So, again, FM 101.1. Should be easy to remember. It's elementary, right? 101?
Mm-hmm. Radio 101.
Isn't that what everybody says when they go to college? The very first course you take in any course, it's always like, you know, Algebra 101 or something. So it's Radio 101. Mm-hmm. How easy is that, huh? Yeah, 101.1 on the FM dial. So, yeah, very soon. So look for these tower guys out there. I say, we'll be sitting right next to you. Probably bring a lawn chair or two on Friday. I'm sure not much work's going to get done around here on Friday because everybody's going to be want to be out in the backyard kind of taking a look and watching what's going on out there too. But, yeah, it's there are obviously a lot taller towers than 400 feet, but that's a lot higher than I want to be. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm glad somebody else is willing to do that kind of work. So, yeah, it should be kind of fun. So, yeah, we'll let you know more as soon as we know more. Once the equipment gets mounted and things, like I said, the turnaround shouldn't be very long before we get that going full steam ahead. So keep listening to KJAN for more, and we'll tell you more about how AM 1220 for you may also be FM 101.1 very soon. We're pretty excited about that and glad to be able to make that announcement for you here this morning. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He's always got exciting things to tell you about his place.
You bet.
Right?
Yeah. A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, and doesn't hardly make any noise and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it will work hard, very hard, and save you many dollars in your energy costs. Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at installing air-to-air heat pumps, and in most situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units using your present furnace. With 7 different models to choose from, we can help you choose just the right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality that we all have come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are the best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today, hey, we didn't go back so far on this one today, Jim. It's Michael Jordan. It says, I can accept failure, but I can't accept not trying.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Well, we hope to see some good hard work out there by those tower guys on Friday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I'm sure there'll be some folks out watching, too. It's always interesting. Anytime there's work like that to be done, a lot of folks start to congregate, look around, and cars slow down along the roadside to see what's happening. So, yeah, clap for them. They love a good crowd.
You think they'll hear that up there?
Don't we all? Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out making a great day, and God bless America.